This is Sid Roth saying, I have a vision. Now is the set time to blow the trumpet in Zion.
Blow a trumpet in Zion, sound it on the mountain. Blow a trumpet in Zion, for the day of the Lord is come.
Shalom, Mishpucha. Shalom, family. Mishpucha is a Hebrew word. It means family, and we're the Mishpucha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people that are one new man in Messiah Jesus. Getting ready, Mishpucha, to blow the grandest shofar, or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone, everywhere, to hear the good news. We want everyone, everywhere, to be red hot for the Messiah. My guest by way of telephone is Vicki Fury. I'm speaking to her at her home in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. And when Vicki was a young girl, she was struck with a disabling disease. She became totally crippled. This just came out of the blue. Vicki, how did your parents react?
Well, when it occurred, they were shocked and rather surprised because I had not had any major physical conditions or any problems health-wise. And how it all came about was kind of like a mystery to them because I had been out running and playing earlier during the day and during the earlier in the week, and I would run out barefoot because it was just around where the weather was nice in summer, and I had came in with a severe itching in the feet. And my mother had thought it was that I ran through some type of chemical treatment. Somebody probably fertilized or did something to their yard. And she had suggested that when I came in that I wash my feet really well. So I washed my feet. And it had started just a little bit itching just before I got in. But by the time I got into the house, the itching was so severe. And as I washed everything, I thought, okay, now it should go away. Well, it didn't, and I proceeded to try to get relaxed and go to bed for the evening, and my mother told me, now go back in and re-scrub those feet well, scrub them well, so that you can get all traces of whatever it is that you walked through off your feet. So I went in, and I scrubbed my feet vigorously, and it did not relieve it. So within a day, the next day, my mother called and made an appointment for me to see the doctor. The doctor, when we went into him, thought it was possibly something that I walked through, and if he gave me an anti-itch cream of some sort, lotion, which he did, to put on, that it would relieve that and take care of that problem. It did not. The problem, no matter what lotion or whatever he prescribed, did not resolve it. In fact, the itching intensified and the pains, it started now with shooting pains, and there was pain shooting up through my legs and into my hands and stuff, but the feet would itch and itch, and it was racking my nervous system. And due to the fact that it was hitting my nervous system and making me so uncomfortable between the pain and the constant itching, and when I mean constant, I mean never ceasing, it was upsetting my digestive tract and the juices within my stomach and various things, and no foods were staying down because of the nervousness of it all.
Now, you were about age 12, and this thing progressed really rapidly.
Yes.
Tell me the worst condition you were in. I mean, I'm going to take you to when the doctors said to your parents, prepare for the funeral. Tell me what condition you were in when they said that.
I weighed I was 52 pounds then at 5'1". And everything within me I could feel was just literally, you know, all the organs and everything. I could feel death on me. I could feel like everything was ceasing to want to function. My limbs were curled in completely at that time. I couldn't walk. I had to be carried. I couldn't sleep. I was getting only 2 hours of sleep, if that, even per night. I couldn't write. Everything was, I mean, the worst condition. When you looked at me, people looked at me and literally they knew I was dying. They could tell I was dying, and you could see death was at my door.
Well, with your limbs curled up, could you walk?
No, I couldn't walk. I couldn't even hold a pen to write.
But on October 13th, 1971, your parents decided to take you to a woman who was having a healing service, that great miracles were occurring. It's a woman I happen to have known, Catherine Coleman. And you were about 13 years of age at that point. But you didn't go in a wheelchair. Why not?
Because the reason I didn't want to go in a wheelchair is every time I was in the wheelchair, I would get people who would look, point, and talk about it. And I didn't want to, and I know they were going to still look at me, but it was, I didn't want to be pitied. I did not like people having pity on me.
When you went that day, did you believe you were going to be healed ahead of time, or were you pretty much preparing for death?
I had previously been preparing for death, but the day that I had went, I had never been taught healing. I was raised Baptist. All I knew was salvation. I didn't know nothing beyond that. My mother had told me that God healed because she had been in one of Catherine's services previously. And she was the one who told me to quit praying that I would die, that if I would go to the service, she believed that I would be healed. So when I went into the service, we did not end up in the main auditorium. The main auditorium was at full capacity, plus I did not have my wheelchair with me. I asked my father to carry me in. So I was carried in, and we ended up in an overflow room. So
Now, you would have been right up close, probably, had you gone in a wheelchair, but as a result, you weren't even in the room where she was speaking. You were in that overflow room. So what else happened?
Well, what happened when we got into the overflow room, they had a chair for me, but the chairs were not very comfortable. So my dad really just kind of let me sit on his lap. He just would hold me because I was all curled up anyhow. And I was praying for the people around me in a childlike manner. And all I said was, God, if you heal these people around me. I want to see you heal these people around me. And that was my simple prayer for them to be healed. And I remember hearing Catherine's voice. And so many times as when she came out on stage, she would say, I believe in miracles because I believe in God. And I remember hearing her emphasize through her voice God and the Holy Spirit and how dear they were to her. And as I heard these various things and I was praying, the power of God went all the way through me like a bolt of electricity. And it went from the top of my head out to the soles of my feet.
Had you ever experienced anything remotely close to that before?
Never. Nothing.
But what did you think was happening to you when that occurred?
Well, when that occurred, I heard the voice of God, like the voice of a trumpet, say, you're healed. And I jumped up because my limbs that were all curled in, now that everybody had noticed, I mean, you come in and you're all crippled and twisted and everything's straight and somebody's jumping up and down. There was a bunch of people around me jumping up and down, too. So I assumed they all heard the voice of God that was a trumpet, like a trumpet that said, you're healed. And I thought they were all healed, and we were all going to have a party, a hallelujah party.
So you didn't realize that God was speaking to you specifically. You thought it was almost like over a PA system, God was saying to everyone, you're all healed.
Right. Since I heard them, and they all have ears to hear, I figured they all heard the same thing I heard. really they were jumping up with joy over what occurred for me. And Catherine's attendant came up and took us immediately from that room and took us down to the main auditorium right on stage to be with Catherine.
What do you remember? Were you walking at that point, or was your father still carrying you?
I was running at that point, Sid. I was running. I was so excited over everything operating and working and everything being perfectly whole, the limbs straight, everything that did not work, the shaking, the nervousness, you know, from the constant pain, it makes my body literally shake and vibrate. Everything was perfectly perfect.
So you went running on the stage, and what's the first thing you remember?
Well, I remember running past a long line of people, and I remember when I got up towards the stage, they talked to my parents for a few minutes, and then right away they took us on. And I remember Catherine gliding across the stage, and I remember feeling the presence of God so strong that I could hardly stand. And before she could get to me to even touch me, she wanted to talk to me and say something. I just ended up on the floor. The power of God hit me. And when he touched me, I went down in the spirit. And I know that she had said, you know, that she wanted me brought to her. Bring that child to me. You know, she wanted me near her, and as she came across and came near me, I went down.
Okay, I have to ask you a couple questions. What did the doctors tell your parents exactly in reference to your condition?
They told my parents from the last time that I was in the hospital when they sent me home that there was nothing more they could do.
How long did they expect you to live?
Only a few weeks. I had only a couple of weeks, or a few weeks, they said.
Okay, next question. All your organs had shut down. You could not eat. How was your eating? Did you have a meal that night?
After I was healed, I had a meal for the first time.
Any problem?
No.
How did you sleep?
Whatsoever.
How did you sleep that night?
Fabulous. I slept all night. Everything, when God touched me, he touched everything. He left nothing undone.
Vicki, we're out of time, but Vicki has written a book with the key of how people can walk in that realm. We'll find out about it tomorrow.
If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpocha, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. Or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime the same number, 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape of this week's broadcast, send $5 to Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, and to listen to our past radio programs, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. So